This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, August 6th. God's word to you today is, it is time. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, from the King James Version, and it says, as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. God's prophetic word over your life and my life in this season is no more Mara. Do you receive it? If you do, then I want you to personalize and verbalize it. Even as we come into full alignment with God's prophetic word, say, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that according to the word of the Lord, there is no more Mara in my life. Please read Exodus 15 verses 22 to 27. God is going to turn every bitter water in our lives into sweetened waters in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 27 verse 7 from the King James Version says, the full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. This is actually a principle of life. It is easier to stay off food for 3 days than to stay off water for 3 days. However, in the case of the children of Israel, even though they had been thirsty for 3 days, when they saw this body of water and drank of it, it was bitter. Even though the Bible says that when you're really hungry, bitter things become sweet, this water was too bitter to be sweet. It was bitter, and it remained bitter. The water was supposed to refresh God's people, but it was extremely bitter. This may describe certain aspects of your life presently. I pray that every good thing that has been bitter in your life will be sweetened in Jesus' name. Things in your life will cease to be bitter, and everything will become sweetened in Jesus' mighty name. However, the flip side to it is this. God sometimes makes certain things bitter or makes it smell repulsive to protect us. When something is poisonous, God can make it bitter so that you will not desire it after tasting it. So I pray in the name of Jesus that God will cause everything that is poisonous to the fulfillment of your destiny to be bitter and undesirable to you, in Jesus' name. Over the next few days, my assignment is to speak for things that will be rooted and established in your life. I have clear instructions, and you know that we never say what God has not sent us to say, right? He said, I should say this to you, for you. It is not for me, because I already know it. I pray that you will hear and receive it as you ought to, in Jesus' name. Not every pastor is a man of God, and not many men of God exist. It is not a belittling of calling. It is a different assignment. Men of God are patriarchs. They originate movements. You need to receive them so that what they are bringing can take root in your life. Over the next few days, I will be speaking as a man of God. I pray you receive what God has for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father, I receive your Son and all that he brings, and I declare that it will take root in my life and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.